Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Trying to find Halloween songs, Jimmy. Bob is stretching.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, other than Monster Mash, I don't know many Halloween
songs. I'm with you.
Thriller.
Well, how about the coasters in Haunted House?
See, he said Thriller.
You see, Thriller's not Halloween. That's the deal. I mean, it's played at Halloween. Well, it's not. They're not singing about Halloween, you know?
Well, the music video is about Halloween.
That
it's
is true.
About Haunted House and all that stuff.
Has Vincent Price in it.
Costumes and all that. Yeah. Vincent Price. I mean, the song itself, but it's a Halloween theme.
Or who did I think it was?
You said
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff, yeah.
Right. but it was Vincent Price.
I know.
Borless.
Yeah. Yes, you are correct. Jimmy Carter, by the way, it's Jimmy Carter Report time. It's good, and it's brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Swartner Farm and Ranch in the Prime Bank of Texas.
Well, before we jump into the sewer of politics, let me just mention Terry Garr passing away. I didn't get to, she was kind of on the way, kind of out for some reason. Maybe she reached that age or whatever it was, but she was out and doing stuff before I ever kind of started get going. Tootsie was the huge film, got her an Oscar nomination in 1982. She was in Young Frankenstein. She was Phoebe's mother in Friends. A lot of people might remember her from that. She was a really all-the-time guest for David Letterman. He loved having her on. She was ditzy, and they just had a thing. She was in Elvis Presley movies as a background dancer.
That's right.
Clam Bake and a bunch of those. She used to dance on Shindig and Hullabaloo. She was a cutie. Boy, she had a rough last 20 years. She died at 79 years old, but starting at about 59, she had a brain aneurysm. She had multiple sclerosis, just had a laundry list of stuff that kept her out of the public eye a lot. And she was really quite good, and she was excellent. Oh, she was in Closer Encounters of the Third Kind as well, a movie that it's a great Spielberg movie. I don't ever see it showing up anywhere. I haven't tried to watch it in a long time, but that was a good one. About aliens coming in. They shot that in Mobile, Alabama.
I love that movie. She's also in Tootsie.
Yes, what I said.
Oh, I honestly didn't hear you say Tootsie.
He must have been sleeping.
No, I was definitely listening to you reel off the movies.
Insecure actress in Sidney Pollack's Tootsie, 1982.
Well, that was a Sidney Pollack movie. He was great, man.
He was. He had a lot of good stuff. And Barry Levinson's going to do a new movie that I've been hearing about. It's with Al Pacino, Jessica Chastain, Brendan Fraser, and Bryan Cranston. It's going to be called Assassination. Now, the story is based on a true story. There was a woman named Dorothy Kilgallen. She was the first female crime reporter in the United States. She was also on the panel a lot for What's My Line with Bennett Cerf. That was a kind of a game show.
What was her name again?
Show years ago. Dorothy Kilgallen.
Yeah, now that you give the context, I can remember that.
I remember the name because it's an unusual name. Mm-hmm. She was the only woman to ever cover the JFK case. You got to go back to like 1963. You know, we have women reporters and anchors all over the place, but not in 1963. Very few women were on television that way. Remember, Barbara Walters was one of the first. There was Pauline Frederick covering the United Nations back in the 60s. But you can almost, you can definitely on one hand name any woman that was a major role on television. But this woman was the only reporter to speak with Jack Ruby. She had back channel sources to the Warren Commission and started putting pieces together that no one else did. She died under very suspicious circumstances, but it was never investigated, at least according to this. So it's a new take on the JFK conspiracy. Jessica Chastain's going to play Dorothy Kilgallen. I don't know what Al Pacino is going to play or the others in this one, but you've got CIA, mafia bosses, the FBI, all kinds of people that would love to have her story disappear back in those days. So that might be good. David Barry Levinson did Rain Man and a bunch of other really good movies, so I don't doubt that that's going to be something real good. They're going to be out maybe at the end of next year if we're lucky. President Joe last night kind of stepped on it. I don't think he meant to do it, but he just kind of was speaking off the teleprompter and called people who supported Trump garbage. It's kind of like the Hillary Clinton comment, the deplorables were the people that were supporting Trump. In this case, from President Joe, it's your garbage. So that was some stuff that's kind of coming out now, because Vice President Harris is doing all this love everybody inclusion thing, and Joe is out talking about people that don't go his way or garbage. So that's a difficult position, but everything's coming out. The seats are coming unglued. There's a new thing today on the Daily Mail. Some woman from 1993 has come out of the woodwork saying that she was fondled by Trump at some kind of Miss Universe thing or something years ago. You mean like 1993 and just now coming out with it. So they're trying everything and anything in this last week, both sides, to try to, you know, make a difference before the election next Tuesday. Gas prices that have been an element, and, you know, presidents supposedly have no effect on that, but they're really at a low of a long, I don't remember paying $2.80 on a regular basis for gas in a long, long time. And that's where it is, at least where I am. I don't know what you guys are paying. You're probably paying $2.60.
$2.49 this morning.
I saw in the $2.30s this morning. But, you know, for the last 12 years since that election, when they realized, and believe me, this is no conspiracy theory. We talk about it more than every 4 years. You get close to an election, even midterms, it gets navigated. Because Americans, if gas were almost $5, I already said this earlier this morning, right now, there's no way Kamala Harris is getting 10 votes. It makes people, it's the bellwether. It's whether they have any money left. And all of a sudden, gas prices at their lowest since like the year 2020 as of today. And the election is 4 or 5 days away. I mean,
You can't help but be, And very interesting. Now, the young men, a lot of people trying to figure out where are young men going to fit into this, black men, you know, white men, just young men in general. There's a new branding for young men. They're calling themselves barstool conservatives. They are physically conservative, but socially liberal. That's a reference to Barstool Sports. Dave Portnoy, who is supporting Trump, but has vocally opposed the Dobbs decision. So, very interesting. Young men speaking up about feeling politically homeless, saying increasingly that they say Trump is appealing. So we'll see how all this go. We believe no Generation Z male or millennial truly believes that Trump will ban abortion or that even abortion is remotely top choice action item for the administration, because it's so clear that's a losing ticket. So it's interesting comments from from those folks. School is resumed in Asheville, North Carolina, as they continue to try to raise money for all of that. Trump is going to be in North Carolina, I think, today. Let's see. Trump will hold rallies this afternoon in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, this evening in Green Bay. Green Bay Packer quarterback from a long time ago, Brett Favre, is going to be with him there. Harris is holding rallies in Raleigh, North Carolina, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Madison, Wisconsin. She'll be joined by several musicians, and Bill Clinton's going to be campaigning for Harris in western Michigan with stops in Muskegon, South Haven, and Benton Harbor. So when you see these candidates, where their physical presence is where the battle is. North Carolina and Pennsylvania, and then a little bit in Wisconsin and Michigan. Those four states is where you're going to see them for the rest of time, most likely. Biden meeting this morning with the president of Cyprus, and then he's doing trick-or-treat this evening on the South Lawn of the White House. So that's an interesting day.
I bet he's out there 10 minute stops.
He knows Halloween's tomorrow, doesn't he? Down here.
I know, that's why he's doing it tonight.
Tonight he's doing it.
He's doing it tonight. So people have been all screwed up on this Halloween. I know some people did it this past weekend, some neighborhoods, for whatever reason, they did it on Sunday. And then some, obviously, are doing it tomorrow because it's actually the day. A health alert for kids. Children who have coughs that go on for weeks may have a type of walking pneumonia that the U.S. is struggling with. There's a different antibiotic regime to treat it. Infectious disease experts say. I know I had one of my family members, little baby kid, went to the hospital, and he did not, I mean, not hospital, but pediatrician, didn't have RSV, didn't have the flu, and didn't have pneumonia. They gave him a popsicle. He just had some kind of...
Makes everything better, though.
It did, and but there's been, you know, these. It's just a lot of stuff going around this time, at least where I live. A shorter work week is thriving. Research is showing that Iceland's economy is outperforming most other European countries after workers opted for less time in the office with no pay loss. I don't know how they do that. How do you work less and get the productivity? I guess, I don't know. But some people are trying to figure that out.
Well, let's just say,
okay,
work less and work from home. I think it's all going straight up.
That's what they would love to do, but then more and more you hear these companies, and I've heard it really lately, that they want you to be back in the office. So we'll see whether that's going to continue. Halloween, tomorrow, costumes. I hadn't seen anything that was like the really favorite costume. I came up with one for a radio station in Tuscaloosa. The morning show guy's kind of a big boy. I said, why don't you get some shoulder pads, and then you can find something to put over you, and put write up things all over your face and be Jelly Roll.
Oh, there you go.
Thought that would be a good one. And or if you don't want to go big, you could put stuff all over your face and be Post Malone.
Yeah, there's nothing a fat guy loves more than being told, hey, why don't you go as Jelly Roll at Halloween?
Well, I did mention you had to put on some shoulder pads. You know,
saved it a little, maybe. Yeah,
yeah, it saved it a little bit.
Jelly Roll's lost 100 pounds, though. He's looking better.
Yeah, he's about to blow away in the wind. What I'm thinking is, you know what he weighed in the most, though? He said this. He said he weighed in at one point at 500 pounds.
Ooh.
To address your question, wonder what's the trending costumes of 2024. According to Google, they are the shrunken head Bob from Beetlejuice.
That makes sense.
My daughter was some character. She wore some red thing the other night, red dress. I don't know what that was, some character.
Well, she's on the list, I think. Dolores from Beetlejuice.
That's it.
That must have been what she was, okay?
Yeah. Ray Gunn, whatever that is. Catnap, whatever that is. Pomni from The Amazing Digital Circus. Envy from Inside Out. Red from Descendants and Dr. Doom. Those are the top trending Halloween costumes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
2024, according to Google.
The little kids, something from the movie Monsters, and I'm trying to remember. It's nothing like it's just really, you know, being a ghost or being stuff. Don't you remember?
I was always Casper the Friendly Ghost, yeah.
Well, I remember my mother somewhere in there was getting cheap for Halloween, and they'd come out with these masks that had like a little, almost like a rubber band behind them. It would always break.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, the staple.
And it would be all screwed up, and you had to hold the mask on your face. And just crappy. And then I remember a couple of times, I just got some pantyhose and put it over my face. I looked like I was going to rob a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's very simple, but seriously, that is just
it was very effective.
It's an instant scary look, yeah.
But it didn't feel good.
Oh, I imagine.
And didn't feel good. Then I was Darth Vader one year, did the full deal.
Good job.
I was extremely uncomfortable. I mean, I have the helmet here and got black shoulder pads and the whole deal. I did that on TV once, actually. It looked good, but it was not comfortable whatsoever.
And page two with Jimmy Carter.
Well, streaming, you know, that is the big deal. I made the mistake of trying to add up
streaming.
How much I'm spending
What's
on
that?
Streaming services. You know, Paramount Plus, Apple Plus, Peacock, Hulu, ABC, Disney Plus, and then you've got Amazon Prime. And I think I don't know what I'm not paying for, come to think of it. Because at one time or another, I need all these different things, and I hate that I'm in it. And I'm paying for an internet fee, and I'm paying for YouTube TV.
What are you? You're getting your sports with YouTube TV.
Yeah, because I'm on the road. I'm moving around a lot, so
right.
YouTube TV is great. It's portable. You know, you can put it on your car. You can put it on, you know, all over the place. I really, really like YouTube TV. Paramount Plus is the one that I seem to be using more than any of the others, although there are times when I'll get on a run of things that are on Netflix. But Paramount Plus has all the CBS programming, and that's been good. I mean, I like a lot of this stuff. Tracker is on there. They're getting about 15 million viewers when you add in streaming. The Matlock Show, it's not my top cup of tea, but 22 million people already for that on the first episode. So the networks are getting happy. Speaking of happy, Happy's Place with Reba got 10 million. So that seems to be the real sweet spot when they get real happy if a show is getting 10 million, yeah, even after a couple of days. But CBS has all the FBIs, and I watched NCIS Origin last night. I'm kind of liking it, but I'm not loving it. It's a downer show. It's just really sort of a down program, and it's just not necessarily what I'm trying to watch for TV. I was for the Dodgers. Somehow I didn't think they were going to win last night, and they didn't, even though Freddie Freeman hit another home run.
Really?
New York woke up from the dead last night. They woke up from the dead.
I mean, Freddie Freeman has hit a home run in every game in this World Series.
Yeah, he's setting all kinds of records,
wow.
You know, for RBI. As well as
I hope
youngest
he has an
to do
incentive contract. One of those contracts where, you know, if you do this and do this, you get more money. I hope he has one of those because he's the king of L.A. right now. Now, they can still screw this up and lose. I mean, if they win tonight, it's over. Then they go to L.A. for game five. And, you know, at some point you would think L.A. would have a good chance of winning the series, but they didn't get it done last night. So we'll see what they're able to do. tonight. I'm sitting here and just watching. Boy, there's so many crazy things going on with the not getting any phone calls anymore or text asking me for money. I think that has stopped, I think.
Well, let's switch phone numbers.
Are you getting it now? Everybody wanted $20 last weekend. That was one.
You know the most interesting ones I was getting? And these did stop. But for about 2 weeks, I was getting them from the Ted Cruz campaign. And it was once or twice a day, I believe in. But you know how much he asked me for? I assume everybody. Can you donate just $1? Now, obviously, they can't really make any money, even if a million people give you just the cost in that alone. But that's obviously some kind of strategy that maybe works.
You've got to ask for one dollar if you put a dollar in or something like that.
Yeah, just $1. Let's see. Yeah, here's the Cruz deal. The message did change yesterday from the Cruz folks, but most of them are from Kamala and the Trump campaign.
And I know most businesses are absolutely ready for this campaign to be over with because of the home people, the house people, the car people. People aren't buying big purchases right now that's traditional. They don't until after the election. No matter who wins, they'll start back spending money again. But big purchases, people hold off on a couple of weeks before the election because they're nervous about the outcome.
The Ted Cruz bus tour is why they texted me. We'll do a rally in Georgetown tonight, at 6:00, click on here to, whatever I'm on. So I don't know exactly where, it doesn't say, but it's wherever the bus stops. Wait a minute. At Texas Outdoor Power Equipment, on Airport Road in Georgetown. That's where it is tonight at 6:00.
All right.
He didn't ask for a dollar this time.
Those are fun to go to. If you've never been to a campaign rally for somebody, my friend Ted and I went to a Bernie Sanders campaign rally 8 years ago, it probably was, in Tampa. Boy, that was fun. That was like looking at the cast of Hair. I mean, it was a little bit of everything there at that one. But it was fun. It was like a high school pep rally.
I found the Bernie Sanders campaign rallies fascinating because, and that was, like you said, that was 8 years ago when he was really old then, let alone now. And he would turn on that energy. His mind was sharp as a tack. Now, I knew a guy from the Secret Service who was assigned to him. As soon as he walked off stage, he couldn't process anything. That's not true. He just turned everything off. Hey, Bernie, but on stage, he was doing 10 of those a day around the country. How did he do that?
Well, it was fun. So I went to a Ronald Reagan one when I was a kid on an airport tarmac. So if you ever get a chance to go to one of those, they are kind of fun. If you don't care about the candidate, it's just a
right.
Thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't, just for the record, not that anybody cares, I did not attend a Bernie Sanders campaign rally, to sign up for socialism.
No, I didn't either. I wanted to go look at it. It's like going to the zoo.
Sure, Jan.
I mean, it was a people-watching thing. It was great.
Great report. Thank you, Jimmy. We'll see you tomorrow on Halloween.
Ooh,
there we go. Jimmy Carter, of course, courtesy of these great sponsors, please support them as well. That's Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, over here in Westlake, and Swartner Farm and Ranch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.